Tackling the Stigma Mental Health Monday Marathon on Radio City Talk with Mick Coyle.
8:32, it's Radio City Talk. My name's Mick Coyle. I really do hope you're well. Thank you for joining us today. And we are into the last half hour of the Mental Health Monday Marathon. We've been on air since 9 o'clock yesterday morning. So if you've been with us for the entire time, thank you for being with us for the entire time. Fair play. We've been in the studio the entire time, me and Jake Mills. And we're going to give you a summary of everything that's been going on in around about 15 minutes. So stick around for that one. We always talk sport here on Radio City Talk as part of the kickoff with Steve Hothersall after 8:30. That's exactly what we're going to do now. We promised you an interview with darts player James Wade, and James joins us on the line now. Thank you for your time, sir, and thanks for joining us on the Mental Health Monday Marathon.
No problem. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. I'm a little bit tired, if I'm absolutely honest, and I'm looking forward to getting a little bit of sleep a little bit later on. James, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it. People often associate sports stars, people who are famous as a result of getting involved in things like darts, as, you know, pretty bulletproof, because, you know, they're up there, they're on TV, they're successful, they hear about pots of cash that are being won there. But everybody's got their own story when it comes to mental health. Everybody's got mental health, and you've suffered in many different ways in regard to your mental health. Can you explain to our listeners how that's played out for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's strange, you know. I mean, you're on that stage, you have to be strong, and you have to show that you're being strong. You're up there on your own, and darts is quite a men play. You know, they don't show their emotions, they don't show their feelings, so you can't really share any of your problems or anything with anyone, because they'll just take it as a weakness. And I can assure people I do go through hard times most of the time, and you know, you just have to keep it to yourself and not show anyone. And it's even worse when the crowd are getting on your back and they think they're having fun, but someone with mental illness, it cripples you sometimes, you know.
People may have heard or may have read, may have seen that you live with bipolar. How does that play out in your life when you're maybe preparing for a darts match, or whether or not you're preparing for maybe a tournament, or maybe when you're actually up on stage?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with bipolar and ADHD, so if one isn't playing up, the other is playing up, and if they're not, you know, they don't complement each other very well. So it's always there, and it's always, not always, that's a lie, it's inconveniencing me most of my career, because it always crops up at the wrong time. And you know, I've played in a final of a tournament called the Grand Slam once. I was 9-0 up against a player called Scott Waites, and I just didn't want to be there. I was 9-0 up, I only had to get first to 13, I think it was. And I just didn't want to be there, and I stopped crying. And that's hard for people to understand if they've never shared any problems.
I guess many people who might have had a bet on that, or may have, you know, taken a keen interest, would have suddenly gone, what's gone on? Well, Amy's cost me a fortune there.
Yeah,
he doesn't care, you know. I'm absolutely sure that that's the case as well. But do you think there's any understanding of that one, or do you feel obliged to come out and say, look, this is what I'm living with, and actually this is the sort of thing that can happen as a result of it?
If I'm honest, across the board of, you know, players, people, officials, fans, you know, there's some understanding, and a lot of it, there's ignorance and no understanding. I get so much support off my fans with you know, social media. When I first come out, I thought that I wouldn't get any support and people would take the mickey. But it's where everyone's so well educated towards mental health now. You know, I had a lot of support, and you know, people offering to help me. It was crazy.
Is medication a help?
That's a sore subject at the moment. I'm trying to go without medication for the last month. So we're just seeing how that goes, and it's awkward. You know, it's more awkward for people around me than it is myself. But you know, we're seeing how it goes at the moment. It's the first time I've been off medication for. I'm looking at my wife now. 6 years, 7 years, yeah. So.
And is that part of your own sort of journey in terms of understanding how it affects you, you know, whether or not you think that that's the right medication for you, whether or not that a different dosage might have a different impact on you?
It is the right medication for me, and I'm guessing it's the right dosage. But, you know, I'm a different person now. I've got good people around me. You know, many years ago I had bad people. And I've got the support, and I've got people that love and care for me. So it's I'm doing it for myself. I'm trying to reevaluate who I am and what I'm doing and where I am in life. I dare say I'll go back to medication very soon, but at the moment I'm just trying without it.
Does sort of getting older, getting more experience, having a different surrounding affect how your bipolar and the ADHD affects you on a daily basis?
You would think so. You think you'd get a little bit wiser, but you still make the silly mistakes and just uncontrollable mistakes, you know, and not as much to make mistakes. It's opinion sometimes gets me in trouble, my temper, my emotions, you know, everything becomes amplified and uncontrollable at times.
And with that in mind, do you sort of prioritise your personal life in that regard to make sure that James Wade, as in James Wade, is okay ahead of James Wade, the darts player?
This is the thing with bipolar and ADHD. I can't prioritise anything. It's just whatever comes, and I try and prioritise, but I can be late for anything. I can forget to do really important things, and I mean really important things. And I can plan my day out, and halfway into my day, I've done nothing that I was supposed to do, and I'm doing stuff I don't need to do, you know, but I've just gone off in a whirlwind and done my thing. That's why people don't get too upset around me if I don't do what I've been asked to do.
Well, I was going to say, is that something which actually you find is particularly detrimental to your career? Are you missing out on either tournaments or, you know, possible sponsorship as a result of that? Or is that just something sort of ongoing that you deal with?
I mean, I've never missed a tournament. I was 24 hours late for one many years ago. But everything seems to be stretched and stressed all the time, you know, and I've started a new thing with what I'm doing. You know, I've got myself a routine, which is, believe it or not, that's one of the hardest things in the world for me to do, you know, because I can quite, when my brain starts racing, I can quite happily stay up till 5, 6, 7 in the morning, and then I don't sleep because there's no point in going to sleep then. So I've got myself in a routine now where I'm going to sleep at a sensible-ish time, and I'm getting up at a sensible time. So it should all have a knock-on effect with my personal life, my work life, everything around me. If I can stick to it.
And in terms of your sense of humour around the matter, it's something you've tried to sort of keep. Is that because of the sort of environment that you work in terms of darts, that's maybe helpful in terms of speaking to fans of the game when they approach you and maybe share their own stories as a result of the stories that you've shared about your own bipolar and ADHD?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been, I'm better now, I guess, but I've always been quite an insecure and nervous and shy person. So throughout my whole life, and I didn't even know I had any medical issues at all, but I've always taken the mickey out of myself in my head to beat someone else from doing it, you know? So if I do it myself, then no one else can do it. Or if I put myself down, no one else can do that. So I've always tried to do that first and then laugh it off sort of thing. Try and avoid a criticism or negative input from outside, you know, and I've got better with that now, though, you know. I don't do that so much.
And in regard to 2018 and sort of your hopes and aspirations for that, with the way that you're moving into things in regard to medication or lack thereof, your new environment that you've got around in terms of the good people around you as well, what are your hopes in terms of what you can achieve this year?
I'd like to, you know, remain at a happy character, as I have been for quite a while now, you know. Try not to upset any of my loved ones. And obviously, you know, my job's there as well, you know. I mean, I've had 3 or 4 years of not doing what I can do, you know. And it's quite frustrating because the problems I have outside of it with my head or during it with my head, you know, if I didn't have those, I would be consistently, you know, I know where I would be and I know what I'd be doing. But, you know, I have got those problems and I'm still 7 years later trying to learn how to deal with them with my job. So, I mean, this year I'm really trying to, as of January, I've really tried to, you know, get myself a routine. I am honestly practicing. Friends listen to this, won't believe me, but I honestly am practicing. And I'm trying to get myself a clear head so, you know, I can perform as I can. I'll shut some of the pundits up, some of the commentators, because I know what I've got and I know what I can do that, you know, but I've got to get myself in the right place and I've got to give myself the best opportunity. And I haven't always given myself the best opportunity. And I've also hidden behind things. So, you know, this year I'm going to try and not do that anymore. I'm going to try my best to be the best I can be.
Fantastic. James, thank you for being so honest on the programme. We really appreciate you joining us on the Mental Health Monday Marathon.
Thank you very much.
Mental Health Monday Marathon. Tackling the stigma.